Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Jesus is still the answer, and though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's
welcome once again to our devotion today. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for another opportunity you've given us to continue our study from the book of Matthew. We look up to you today, Jesus, as we look into your word and we study about your temptation, and we ask you, Lord, that you will show each and every one of us through our hearts, through this word, those areas of our lives where we are yielding to the temptation of the enemy. And you will show us how we can resist the devil, how we can take a firm stand against this enemy of our souls, and we can defeat this temptation, and we can live for you all the days of our lives. Send your Holy Spirit. Let it speak to our hearts. Let it show us. Let your Holy Spirit inspire everyone through this word to the glory of your name. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for we pray and ask for all these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome. English will follow in a moment. Velkommen til programmet A Daily Walk, presentert av Menigheten Apostolisk Tro i Stavanger. Måtte Gud velsigne deg når du lytter til disse andakter som blir gitt, vanligvis på engelsk, hver dag fra søndag til fredag klokken 19. Welcome to the program A Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m.
We will continue our study today in the book of Matthew. Please be reminded that the material we are going through can be accessed via our website, apostolic-tro.no. Thank you. God bless you as you join us for this program.
Matthew 4, verses 1 through 17. Devotional focus verse. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Matthew 4, verse 1. Most of us have heard warnings about the danger of putting gasoline or other flammable fluids on a fire to get it going, but how many of us have done it? If caution was used, perhaps nothing bad happened and no harm was done. If we were successful, we likely tried it again, possibly using just a little less care the next time. This is, in the truest sense, playing with fire. A while ago, a friend of mine thought he could get a pile of brush and stumps to burn by pouring gasoline on the brush after the flames from his earlier attempt had seemingly gone out. John's harmless act turned out to be anything but harmless. The gasoline connected with some smoldering embers, and John ended up with second-degree burns on his hands and face. In reality, it could have been much worse. It is also possible to play with fire when it comes to temptation. Contemplating seemingly harmless actions can lead to a very harmful consequence. In today's text, the devil's first effort to tempt Jesus simply involved encouraging him to turn a stone into bread. One could argue that such an action was of no consequence. We all need food, so what could be the harm? However, if Jesus had listened to Satan, it would have meant that he was being distracted from his purpose. He went to the desert to prepare for his ministry here on earth, and his fasting was part of that preparation. Notice how the devil's temptations became increasingly more serious. That is exactly his game plan with us. Just as he tried with Jesus, he looked for little things to get our attention or distract us. If he can get us to listen to him on small, seemingly harmless issues, he will have a foot in the door for other, clearly more harmful ones. Let us follow Jesus' example of resisting temptation and not become distracted from our spiritual goal and doing God's will. Background information. This event took place soon after Christ's water baptism. Christ went into the desert through the influence of the Spirit of God, the Spirit that had rested upon him in his baptism. When he was tired, alone, and hungry, and thus most vulnerable, Satan appeared. This still is a tactic Satan employs, assailing one who is already laboring under physical or emotional stress. Christ's temptation showed the nature of the environment in which he was to minister. Confrontation with adverse spiritual forces characterized Jesus' entire ministry on earth. The temptations presented by Satan came in three critical areas: physical desires, power, and pride, the major categories into which our temptations will fall also. Each time Jesus was tempted, he was in a different physical location: the wilderness, the holy city, and an exceeding high mountain. The record leaves no doubt that Jesus gained the victory. Only Matthew and Luke wrote of the temptations to which Jesus was subjected by the devil, but both Gospels show that he triumphed by appealing to Scripture. In response to the temptation to satisfy his natural desire for food, he used Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. In response to Satan's second suggestion that he, in essence, dare God to rescue him, he used Deuteronomy 6, verse 16. In response to Satan's offer of power if Christ would worship him, he quoted from Deuteronomy 6, verse 13. Conclusion. Jesus demonstrated both the importance and effectiveness of knowing and applying Scripture to combat temptation. Let us purpose to follow his example.
Hvis du I Stavanger-området, inviterer vi deg til å delta på våre møter, spesielt søndag formiddag klokken 11. Møtene vanligvis på norsk og blir tolket simultant til engelsk. Du velkommen til å være med oss på et åndelig fellesskap med sang og musikk, personlige vitnesbyrd og evangelisk-bibelsk forkynnelse. Vi holder til I Kjensvollveien 56 som nærmeste nabo til Kjensvoll skole og like I nærheten av Solborg Folkehøyskole. Vi vil gjerne gjøre oppmerksom på menighetens hjemmeside som du vil finne med adressen apostolisktro.no apostolisk-tro.no. Vår hovedmenighet I Portland, Oregon, USA, har en hjemmeside som heter apostolicfaith.org, apostolic med C, faith I ett ord, punktum org. Dere vil også finne adressen i USA på den norske hjemmesiden. If you are in the Stavanger area, we invite you to our services, especially on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The church is located at Kjensvollveien 56, next door to Kjensvoll School. The meetings are mostly in Norwegian, but are always interpreted to English. You are very welcome to enjoy music and singing, personal testimonies, and listen to the Word of God. We also want to invite you to our website in Norway, apostolisktro.no, and the English website in Portland, apostolicfaith.org, apostolicfaithinoneword.org, or Apostolic Faith Church of Portland, Oregon.
We hope you've enjoyed the devotion today. We would like to close with a short word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for showing us again how to resist the devil when he comes to tempt us. And we know he's out there tempting every one of us every day with different things. But we look up to you that you will give us the grace and the enabling to resist the devil when he comes up like a roaring lion to devour us through temptation. Help all of us, O God, that we will stand strong and firm on the authority of your word. And by your word, we'll be able to defeat the enemy of our souls. We thank you once again, Jesus. We ask you to write this word on the tables of our hearts and help us to be doers of your word and not hearers only. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure his love you cannot feel. But I know he's real within my soul, for one day he cleansed and made. For that longing deep in your soul, Jesus is still the answer. And though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. Say he doesn't fit with their philosophy. I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be.
That things of this world have brought them peace of mind.